With California's June primary less than a week away, the governor's race is heating up. One top candidate made another visit to the San Joaquin Valley Tuesday. Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez reports that Antonio Villaraigosa received endorsements from local law enforcement officials.
Antonio Villaraigosa walked through a row of punching bags at the Heartbeat Boxing Gym in Fresno on Tuesday. He was accompanied by the president of the Fresno Deputy Sheriff's Association, who officially endorsed him earlier Tuesday alongside Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer. Villaraigosa says he's trying to appeal to Democrats and Republicans in the San Joaquin Valley.
I recognize that the Valley historically has been a flyover spot, maybe even an ATM for most candidates running for governor, Senate, any statewide office.
It's not his first campaign stop here. Villaraigosa says he's been to the San Joaquin Valley 57 times since announcing his candidacy. He says he wants to be a voice for farmers and farm workers who need water and support from state leaders.
Whether it's access to health care or the economy, I think they're looking for a governor that says the Central Valley is important. And I have been here more than all the candidates combined, Democrat or Republican. And I have because, as I said, I think it's important to show up.
Villaraigosa hopes local voters show up on June 5th and help him advance to the November general election. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.